Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hey, hello, I'm Baylen Leonard. You can join me weekdays from 10 for the No Repeat Guarantee on Absolute Radio Country. You can find us on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Absolute Radio app, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. On this episode of the Country Music Talk podcast, you can join me backstage at the Royal Albert Hall, where I'm chatting to some of the stars of the Highways Festival. Here's what happened.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Eric Pasley, welcome back.
Hello.
Hi. You know, I could give you a big old intro with all your accolades and all that stuff, but I feel like you're old friends with the UK. You know, I feel like you're kind of back in your second home.
It is my second home. I like it over here.
However, you have never, you just told me, been in the Royal Albert Hall.
I've walked
Highways.
By it a lot and dreamt.
You know, just walked around it and around it.
Around it and went someday. Which I'm almost, we played a little cool little hall beside it today in the songwriter show.
That was technically
great.
It's in the
Royal
same
Albert.
Building. Yeah.
I did. I have sung in the Royal Albert.
You have. You did a songwriter's round with Ben Earl and Kaylee Hammock and Katie Pruitt. I've spoken to everybody about it except for you. They all talked about what a special time it was. What was it like for you?
I mean, those nights are all, those shows are always cool because you're, in theory, we're just being extremely real with the crowd of just telling stories and, you know, there's not really a set list in theory. Like when Katie would play, I'd go, well, what should I do after that?
You know,
if this was an album, what would be the next best song, you know, to play? And then you kind of pick from your repertoire and play that, you know.
But also,
that's a big word right there.
You get to be a fan though as well.
Yeah.
Because you know, Katie was talking about that she'd be listening to you or whoever and just kind of forget that like she was getting ready to sing as well because she was just able to kind of listen to you and get really into it.
I think it's a healthy environment for creatives and probably just for people. Sit around and talk about your life in real ways and get to know each other and understand that people want to be loved and back, you know, vice versa.
I know that you knew Ben before this. Did you know Kaylee and Katie before?
I've known Kaylee a long time. I've written with Katie before, but we don't know each other really well, but we've hung out together before. But I've known Kaylee for years and Ben for a long time, too.
When you write together, you're saying you've written with Katie, but you don't know her really well. Do you not get to know each other, like, really well when you're writing?
Hang out in a room, I mean, for like, you know, in theory, you write. It takes an hour to 5 hours to write a song.
Yeah, but you're pouring out your, like, deepest, darkest. Personal.
When you do that every day, you forget who you told you all your deepest, darkest secrets to.
Everybody knows your secrets.
One of the interesting thing about Nashville is that like there's so many writers in a way. I mean, it's getting smaller, unfortunately, just because of that's a whole other issue.
But we can go into it if you want.
We're not getting paid fairly, but so there's less money to invest in songwriters. There's more money to invest in artists because record labels make a lot of money with that.
Right.
But when it comes to songwriting, the laws don't pay us fairly.
But you,
they don't pay you fairly if you're not on FM radio in the States.
Okay,
if it's streaming, you can't make a living.
That's a universal problem.
It's all good.
Yeah,
and they'll figure that out.
But you consider yourself a songwriter first.
I signed a record deal first.
Okay.
Actually, no, I did sign a publishing deal first. I went to Nashville to be a singer. I just thought everybody on the radio wrote their own songs.
Right.
But I'll take being a songwriter first. Most people are like Bob Dylan was and Willie Nelson was. But
it's interesting, though. A lot of people that I speak to who have become artists went to Nashville to be a songwriter and kind of found their way in it that way.
I went to be an artist, and then I guess I've had, what, 4.5 number ones as a writer and one number one as a singer, but some other top tens and stuff. But it's, I like confusing people, just like my last name.
I remember the first time we met, I said it wrong.
It's easy. I got last year I won Texas Songwriter of the Year with Wade Bowen and Heather Morgan.
Yeah.
And they sent us belt buckles. And it was a cool song called Everything Has Your Memory, I think. And growing up in Texas, I'm like, I freaking won Songwriter of the Year with Wade and Heather. And they sent us this amazing belt buckle. And it said Songwriters of the Year, Everything Has Your Memory, Eric Palsey.
Oh, no.
And they're like, you got to send that back. I'm like, I can't send that back. That's awesome. Just like, you know, I'll just rock my Eric Palsey the next time I go to the rodeo.
Well, it's like when they print something wrong on a stamp, it's worth more.
See?
There you go.
It's worth more to me.
Print something wrong on money. It's worth more. You were talking about some of the hit songs that you have written, Barefoot Blue Jean Night, Even If It Breaks Your Heart, Friday Night. When you are writing, do you... I mean, obviously, if you're writing with someone, that's different. But if you're writing a song, do you know if it's for someone else, or do you know if it's for you, or do you know, or do you have a specific artist in mind sometimes?
If I'm writing with the artist, I know it's for them.
Sure, yeah.
And if they're like an album cycle, like, okay, we're cutting,
yeah,
then I'll full on focus on that.
Yeah.
If I'm writing with other great writers, we're just writing the best song in the room. Artist-wise, it was all timing. It just comes the same thing. If I was in an album cycle, then I would know kind of like, well, I'll probably, this is a cool song. I'll hold on to these and not pitch them yet. And with the songs you just said, Barefoot, Even Breaks Your Heart, those were kind of, the timing wasn't right for me to cut them. And even if I cut them and it sounded, who knows? Who knows to say if they'd be hits
or not.
But I kind of, you know, you go in and you know if you wrote a great song, like that's a hit song. Now, if all the stars line up, you know, if the stars line up for the right star to sing it at the right time, then it could be a famous hit, you know?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
But you know when you write a commercially great song that not just sells commercials but actually moves people, you know?
Yeah, connect with.
It's like you know you have it. And there's a lot of writers, we all have those songs where it's like, how has no one cut this song yet?
Yeah, why has this not happened yet?
But it's good, you know, in my world of artists and being independent now, it means I can just put out these songs. And if they're not a huge worldwide phenomenon, then it means artists, friends of mine in Nashville can still record those songs. They're not famous on the radio yet, you know.
So you're over for a bit. You got a lot going on while you're over here. What are you doing?
Man. I mean, I've been out with the Shires, Ben and Chrissy doing that.
Yep.
Getting to play here. This is awesome.
Yes.
Royal Albert. And with the Highways Festival, and then going to ride a little bit in London this week, hang out, and more shows with the Shires, and then playing Buckle and Boots next weekend.
That's a packed agenda you've got there.
You
got
to fill it up, you know.
Are you friends with Darius Rucker?
Yeah.
Are you going to see him while you're over? You know he lives here now.
I wrote with him the last time I was here in March. Yeah, we wrote like six songs together in a couple
days.
So just... We sat under the right cloud, you know.
Actually,
it was sunny. We sat under the right blue sky.
It's beautiful this weekend.
But I'm glad. Yeah, Derek's is always a good hang. I might see him this week. We'll see.
All right. Well, listen, it's always good to see you. Thanks for coming to say howdy.
See you. Thanks for having me.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.